Okay, I'm hesitant to tell you guys this because I don't want to arm you with the ammo for my destruction. But my headset is randomly returning off, so there's a chance I might be talking and you legitimately can't hear me. So I know you're responsible. You won't troll me on this, will you? You'll just tell me when you can't hear me. No, you wouldn't troll me.
I think your mic's broken, Ash. You're lighting up, but we can't hear you.
Shut up, Boris. I'm not gonna fall for that one.
Guys, as Boris just said, Asher's having some issues with his headset.
Ranger, I will fly to wherever it is you live and step on your foot. I really dislike all of you.
You have done this to yourself.
Yeah, I know. I know. I can't wait for that clip to be used on some anti-Asher propaganda. All right, so we had an exciting week though. We got two FCs into the fold, missed, and Al Tirari has returned. I was not here when they came back, but it was I'm sure you guys were excited to see that. And we wanted to thank Al Tirari for helping us kill an enemy Titan and relay. And there's some funny stories about that to be told eventually. But right now, just know that that was a good time and we appreciate him. So I want to welcome those two. We've been bringing in, lots of new members. Since I've took over, we've added about it's over 800 net real people. And a significant portion of those are people who are joining us from other alliances. So that's always heartening to see. We've looked at our participation in the last war and our numbers are excellent. We're very happy with what we had in the last war. It was very good. So we are definitely in a place. We're in a lot better place than we were 6 months ago, and we're feeling good about where we are. Our plan is to keep doing better, to keep performing, and that's why we promoted three new directors today, and there could be more to come. So overall, I would say I'm very happy with where we are right now. The state of the game is obviously something that we can't control, but what we can control is what we do. And for the things that we can't control, we are pleased with how they're going. We have actually ripped three people already. Yeah, I would say I'm pleased as punch. That's fair. I have a weird thing to talk about today. In fact, it's something I never ever thought I would talk about. We have a situation that needs addressing, and the situation is we need more crabs. We have so many people defending crabs that we actually are lacking for people actually making money. So we need more crabs in Delve. Our defenders are like, hey, we want to defend you making money. And there are more defenders than there are people making money. So I've never actually had, I've had the opposite many times where I was like, guys, come on. We need people to form up in ships to defend. But we need more crabs. That ties in nicely with the Crab Quill, which is a Rorqual quill that runs beacons. It is very, 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 very useful. Radu, I don't know if you are trolling, but what is a crab? A crab is a like a ratter, someone making isk by ratting. And yeah, crab quills. Two Rorquals that run crab beacons, you make a lot of money. It is super easy. I've done it a bunch. If you want to make a lot of money very easily, it's extremely, extremely easy. Yo, have you seen these new graphic cards? Like, how is Intel making better deals than anyone else on a graphics card? I know this is off topic, but that just reminded me of that. What's better, havens or beacons? I mean, so you're gonna make more money on a beacon, quite a bit more, but you have to pay attention. Whereas a haven, if you're an Ishtar, you can just chill, watch Intel, and not really do too much. That's the difference. So a haven is less involved, a beacon makes more money. So anyway, that was a very unusual request. And yeah, I do know about ratting because I had to make money somehow. The other nice thing about, running crab quills is since you use two of them, you get double the amount of beacons, so you have two characters to run six beacons. So you don't run out in an hour there a one. Yeah, or do it with a friend. That's what I always do. I don't do it alone. I just do it with someone else. And then we split off the target painter duty, so you don't even really have to be there. I just put an alarm on my shields, and it gets below a certain point. I just press F1 to go back up to full, and then I start paying attention to YouTube or whatever again. Yeah, that's me beyond. All right, so that was sort of the weirdest request I've ever gotten, more crabs. But let's say that is a really cool, like, it's a really good reflection on our home defense, on some of the doctrines that have been developed, the people running it, and we know from some spy intel that the enemies have a really hard time cracking this nut. So it's pretty cool. So yeah, More crabbing, people are there to defend them. Good stuff. We have a couple of recruitment drives, and I will throw it out first. We have a GSOL recruitment drive. Soapub, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, GSOL needs to recruit some more people. I won't say how many people we're hiring, but, you know, it's a big number. Yeah, so if you want to apply, there's a link in there. Click the link, fill out the form, and then there's a process to hiring people for GSOL. It's not that straightforward, but I mean, it's, you fill out the form and just wait. And if you don't hear anything and you want to figure out what happened, just fill out the form again and then just wait.
Okay. It's just that simple. Fill out the form. Wait. Let me ask answer a question here. Cornell, Rookwells are very expensive to buy at the moment. Can someone link the loan thread? That's the exact kind of thing where we want to give you a loan to help you get started and make your money and then make money for everyone. So that's something that really is easily done. Yeah, Dynex, get them that lending B thread. All right. Another recruitment drive I want to talk about is CD. Do we have someone who wanted to talk about that, or do I need to? Am I going to pitch that? Nice. You want me to do it? Or are you going to do it? What's up? Okay. Yeah. So if you want to get involved in sort of the behind the scenes of the politics of the galaxy, if that appeals to you. So it's not all grand Machiavellian stuff. A lot of it's just, you got to talk to people. You got to make contacts, and then you get to influence the direction that the Alliance goes. CD, Corps Diplomatique, is the way to do that. And they're doing a recruitment drive, and they're looking for people who are interested in that. It is a background check kind of thing, so same as GSOL. So it's one of those things where if you are interested in doing it, you're going to have to give us a little information about yourself. And if that's not something you want to do, that's fine with us, but just don't apply. So we have two important recruitment drives, both GSOL and CD. And let's see, I think that's about, Zintage, are you here? Corps Diplomatique, Wiggly, the Diplos.
I have to find myself.
Yeah, it's hard to unmute. Did you want to talk about that fight you had in Catch recently? That seemed like a cool fight.
Pretty basic. These guys had been attacking Dracarys systems in Catch for a little while, and they put down a Fortizar. Dracarys gave us a call, and they just had really bad intel. Basically, we went there with Leshex. We got on the same Titan that Dracarys had just used, and they all started to engage Dracarys, and as soon as their triage went in, 200 goon Leshex appeared.
Yeah, Leshex.
It was at that moment they knew they fucked up.
Yeah, for real. I love Leshex. I think they're great, and it's nice to see them getting used. And yeah, Zintage does have a real mouth. Zintage has a real ability to sort of downplay a fun fight. That's sort of one of his qualities. Hero content got the Lokis to aggress. Good to hear. I wish I was here for that, but I was touching grass at the time. I gotta talk about something that is a little more, well, actually, let me talk about this first. As far as GSOL, they do a PI buying thing. They are rejecting all current contracts. There was like a bunch of ones in there, I guess. So what they're going to do is they're going to just reject all current contracts. If you need to have your PI bought, which is obviously important, just go ahead and make a new contract and they will accept it. So if you're wondering about that, that's what's going on there. And yeah, the last thing I want to talk about on my agenda was, this is a little sadder, but we have a Sino Vigil for a member, Chen Codel, who passed away. Yeah, Apple's linking it there. He was a good friend to some of our players, and if you can show up to that, it's on 1300, May the 29th, so, which will be more, I think he was Taiwanese, if I remember correctly, and that'll be closer to his time zone. He was a mentor and someone who a lot of people appreciated, and I do not like to have to do these things, but it is nice to remember our friends who we have lost. So he's been added to the memorial. If you don't know, you can undock in 1DQ. And there is a Fortizar at the very top of the grid. And if you right-click that Fortizar in the info, we list the names of all the friends that we have lost to passing away over the years. So if you can go to his Sino Vigil at 1300 May, that would be great. And yes, don't shoot newts during the vigil. If someone comes to let us Sino, please do not shoot them. All right, that's my agenda that I want to talk about. I'm going to open the floor to questions. So if you guys got questions, please put them in Elysium. Bring reps for the newts to the Sino stuff? Yeah, that's a good idea. Palantine, we're about halfway there. Tariel, we're living on a prayer. Bobby, I don't know. Tyler, you're not the first person to ask for that. I haven't done any yet. Is there a role-playing type of SIG? Talk to Kunimi. He's the expert on that. I don't think I'll appreciate what I just said.
Oh, no.
It was good for me. Opinions on T2 Dreads. We've seen the stats. A lot's going to depend on the price. You know, we actually, in our ILM meeting, discussed it quite a bit. But, you know, a lot of it's going to be, let's see how much they're going to cost. And that'll, you know, if they're 8 bill or 18 bill, that changes things quite a bit, you know. So we'll see that, and we won't know till then. Any update on Special Goon Services 6 status? I don't know what that is yet, so I don't have an update for you. That's not something I'm handling. University faculty, we always need more instructors. That's a good call. Yeah, university is a great place to help new players if you like to do that kind of thing. Do you have directions for us training towards Dreads? Is it still Zerns and Navy Phoenix? What are the thoughts on the T2 Dreads? Yes, it is still Zerns, and it's not Navy Phoenix. It can be just regular Phoenix. You know, you don't. But yes, Zerns and Phoenixes are what we're pushing people to. These Lancer Dreads, the Bane, which is the Revelation one, is going to be useless. So, we already are saying people, you know, please don't train Revs unless you really already have or really want to. So, yeah, stay away from Amar. You know, as far as the T2 ones, if you're looking for the ones to lance with, which I don't know if that'll be a thing yet, so please don't, like, hold me to this if, like, you think, like, oh, I trained for this because you said it. That's not what I'm saying. But if you're looking to train for one, I think Kaldari and Mimitar are probably going to be the best lancing ones. Once again, there's a lot of data we have to see yet. Yeah, like what Stick said, focus on training T1 Dreads. Those are going to be more important. Can we get a grass view? I went for a hike, saw a waterfall. The air was cool and chill, and in the mountains, very nice. Yeah, I mean, one thing we saw on our deployment, you know, and we're still, obviously, they're still fighting up there, but when we were actively deployed there, our dread numbers were still really skewed. I know it takes a long time to train dreads, so hopefully a lot of you guys are working towards Kaldari or Zerns right now. Zerns are super easy to train, like, real easy, so, like, that's a real simple one you can do. And then, yeah, the Phoenix is, you know, not a hard train either, so, but if you guys can get towards those, it's something we're really hoping to get. Not Alvin, I'm not sure that will work. We can tell them, but I don't know that they'll listen. Yeah, please train dreads on an alt. I don't know. I know that some people just have one account. I understand that. But, like, you know, a dread on an alt is about 1,000 times more useful than a dread on a main, because it's very hard to say before a fight if you should, you know, just stay for a dread. And if your main is just sitting in the base waiting for the dreads to be called, most of the time you're not going to get involved in the fight at all. You know, dreads are one of those things where you escalate as appropriate. Having one on an alt is just so much more useful. If you have 5 mains, that's even better. Could be more. How soon until we can undeploy? Until the war is over, Juan. We are committed to staying up there and helping them as long as we need to be. Now, your main can be back in Delve, but we've already called for that. So you just should be your dread there, and then jump clones for your mains and the alts you have. So you leave your dread, you leave tech fleet, you leave hurricanes up there, and jump clones. So you should be in... basically in Delve at this point. Would be nice if someone sold crab quills and contract, pre-fit, etc. Wiggly Wagons, that's a good suggestion. If there is a producer here or someone who wants to set those up, I think that's a pretty smart idea. I am a lazy person, and I would probably buy that myself if I didn't have one already. All right, if you got another question, go ahead and restate them, because there's been a lot of chat. I probably missed something. Go ahead and shoot them out here. Do we have an equivalent of Jackdaw fleets running around these days? Yes, Flycatchers. Flycatchers would be the equivalent of a Jackdaw fleet. What's the top trains for newbies at the moment? I don't know that we would have a top train. I would say probably get yourself. If it's like if it's your first few days, fly a Vigil. You can fly a Vigil on almost any fleet. And then probably your first long-term trains would be towards heavy assault cruisers. And then getting Cruiser 5 for several races like Amar. I mean, obviously you want to get Cruiser 5 for everyone. I think it's a 20-day train each, so that is a while. But, you know, getting heavy assault cruisers and Cruiser 5 will open up a lot of doctrines to you. And then battleships are not that hard to train with T1 guns, but I don't think a lot of our... I think, actually, you know, Tech Fleet is a T1 gun, so you can sort of train towards that while you're doing your train for Hacks heavy assault cruisers. There you go. Yeah, logistics, if you like flying Logi, and I like flying Logi a lot, I think flying Logi is more fun than flying DPS, personally. But if you like to fly Logi, logistics can be a quick train. Logi 5 is a long skill, and you kind of need it. But once you have it, you can fly on almost any fleet. Any use for Amar battleships? I mean, the meta changes so much that it's hard to say yes or no. I mean, paladins are being used by our enemies a bunch. We did get rid of Apox from Tech Fleet, but that doesn't mean that we won't come up for a use. I know we've been in the fitting team, we've been discussing some weird Mar battleship fleets. So there's always a possibility. We've been working pretty hard in the fitting team to get some new stuff ready. It is taking longer, but it's pretty expansive. So we should have some pretty cool new announcements coming up fairly soon.
Cough, beehive, cough. We use a lot of Mar battleships.
Yeah, there you go. For blops, that's true. Mock Doctrine returning, nudge, nudge. It's too expensive, unfortunately. They're just really expensive. Give Frigate Doctrine. I mean, we already have, like, sort of basically Kestrels as a Frigate Doctrine. But I just don't know. There's a lot more use in Destroyers now. And when you're talking about small stuff than Frigates. So CCP's kind of pushed Frigates out of the meta as far as we're concerned if they're not gated. Bring back RD minions. Yeah, we could put RD on a minion, but it would not fire. So I don't know what I can do for you there. We're pretty happy with Flycatchers right now. They, in the previous war, like a lot of fights were determined by Flycatchers being there or extended. So they offer a lot of utility, but also very strong when we need tackle. So I like them a lot. For these super system beacons, it's GSF thinking of adding more Keepstars for docking these big toys instead of having to jump them all the time everywhere or out. Not particularly something we're considering, Brandon. Like right now, we have rebuilt pretty good amount of Keepstars. It's not like Delve before World War B, but basically one thing we discovered during the war was we had Keepstars in all these systems. First off, they weren't really useful systems, and secondly, Corps had dropped them in the middle of nowhere, like in a safe or on the sun or somewhere not useful at all. So after the war, we made it really clear to Corps that if they want to drop a Keepstar, it needs to be in a strategic system and on a gate, on the important gate in that system. So we still have quite a few systems that need those Keepstars before we would even move to considering a kind of crab star. And we're just not there yet. We're probably a year away from something like some consideration like that, and maybe longer. So I wouldn't expect it anytime soon. CCP finally killed Munin fleet spam by turning them into missile boats. It's weird because I actually think Munins are probably still pretty good. I think people were just so tired of flying the hull that everyone wanted to do new things. But I think secretly the Munin might actually be a pretty strong hack still. DTECW MNAR is on our strategic list. So if there is a corp that wants to drop one, DTECW is a place where they could. What is the current opinion on super ratting while Beehive is active? Zintage?
If fit properly, you're perfectly fine to run crab beacons with Beehive.
There you go.
Make sure you're in super honeybees.
Please don't do anomalies.
No anoms. It's not a thing.
Yeah, do not do anomalies. Crab beacons, though, in the with the correct setup. Yes, Kuathor, that is the intention, that you do need three characters. What is the ISK hour on crab beacons? What would the average be? It's high. I don't know what the average is, though.
I think it's about 500 mil an hour.
There you go. A lot of money.
Plus loot, so I mean, it can be higher.
It's easily enough to support, you know, a Sino, a Super, and a Pax. Juan, I know you mentioned this before, but if you're doing it with crab quills, you can have, you know, six per person, or six per, you know, you if you're two crab quills. How scalable is it with, like, 15 accounts? Not really. I would say, once again, crab quills are probably your best bet, since you can, you know, slave the drones to the main one. And you could run three or four and still increase your ISK by a little bit. So you could do three or four per beacon. Basically, after four crab quills, the diminishing returns are really high. But we've done it with three and with four, and you don't make quite as much per person, but you still make – it's still relatively worth it, I'd say. Arrakis, we don't require a Sino alt for crab quills. It's one of the benefits, and you only need two. You need two crab quills, and then one of those characters can be just swap to a Dreader carrier to pull, and then they swap back to the crab quill and just warp back. Any chance someone could teach beacon classes for those of us who are interested, but maybe don't want to take the risk without some instruction? That's a good idea. Yeah, we'll see what we can do for that.
It is one person per system, but we're nowhere capping out Delve.
It's one beacon. Multiple people can run the same beacon. Yeah, so you can do it together as a corp. I know a few corps do that, like Zebra Corp.
More of a strategic question. Can we deploy somewhere else or start charging hard up again in the Fade area? No, we need, like, we want to bend, you know, B2 right now. So we're not going to redeploy. We're going to stay on our jump clone setup. Word up to me. I think what I would keep would be like maybe a 3-1 cadence, which would be like 3 months fighting, 1 month off. But I think the general, from what I've seen over my time, the general desire is more like a 1-to-1 cadence is what people would prefer. So we're going to try, you know, we have to balance, you know, what everyone wants and what everyone shows up for. So I think we're trying to keep more of like a one-to-one, you know, deployment versus, you know, at home scenario. All right, this is mostly just crab cool talk here and beacon talk, so I'll let you guys work that out. Thank you so much for showing up to the fireside. Last question. All right, I'm going to get last question. You got here just in time. Sorry, Wonder Crab, Avi have Sino all cloaked off, but if we are tackled, is it just Beehive comms or do we delve 911? So I believe what you do, if Beehive is up, you go on comms.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. All right, thank you guys for showing up. Appreciate you all being here. You guys have a good week, and hopefully I'll see you soon. But if not, I'll see you next week for the fireside. Have a good one.